I want to share with you. You guys getting something out of these last couple weeks? See, the message is Jesus. The whole thing is Jesus. The Old Testament, Jesus clearly said, I was showing you, hey, that was written about me, right? And that's what he was telling the religious leaders of the Jewish nation at the time. He said, listen, he goes, you're searching the scriptures. You're trying to be diligent. You're trying to do all these things and you don't have any life in there because those are written about me. Amen? They're written about me. So now all those promises are now yes and amen. A lot of people are still going back. I love preaching out of the Old Testament, but it's not for you to obey. That's the hardest thing for Christians to get, because how's it going? How's it going? And literally, if you read it closely, it says, listen, you don't even have to read it closely. You just have to read it and read what it says versus what you've been taught. Does that make sense? It says the law was given so that it would expose your sin and you would become a more great sinner. And the strength of sin is the law. The strength of what the law does, the law is like a mirror and the new covenant is like a mirror. It says the law was not given to make you holy because it can't be. That's what scripture says. Hey, if there was a law that would make you holy, I would have given it. But there's not. I need another man to come and fulfill the whole thing so that all of mankind can be identified in him. The first Adam made you a sinner. The second Adam did what? Made you righteous. Amen? Made you a saint. Reg, I anoint you as a saint. You don't need the Pope to do it. Paul did it in every one of his epistles. Go look at it. You're all saints. Amen? You're all saints. Saints, how's that feel? It's always comical to me, Reg, when I see that. I'm going to anoint you, the apostle of... I'm like, you have no anointing. What are you talking about? He is the anointing. What are you doing resting around trying to anoint? Does that make sense? The anointing comes, guys, when you realize Jesus anointed you. That all spirit's been poured out on all flesh, just like Joel's talking about. So, you're anointed. You're in Christ. Now, when you understand that, guess what? You're moved by that. And you feel like you're anointed because you are. You're in it. You don't need to fall down and get touched by the man of God. You know what? You need to hear it. You need to hear that I'm already that. Does that make sense? Now, sometimes it's overwhelming. People fall down. I get it. But after a while, guys, you should be like Jesus. You're a cool dude. You don't need to fall down. You go, yeah, that's who I am in Christ. Amen? You guys get it? It's so weird. Anyway, the simplicity of the gospel. Don't get confused by anything else. The gospel is simply the good news that Jesus is the fulfillment of all of those Old Testament types. All those promises are now yes and amen. Amen? You guys get it? That's what I'm trying to get you. So what I want to do today even is, this is coming, and I'll show you the scripture. Some of you guys are familiar with this. And this is what Paul was talking to the Galatians. He says, you foolish Galatians. You weren't part of this Jewish customs of the law where you had to go do all these things in order to be righteous, holy, blessed, favored, prosperous, anything. All you did in the beginning was believe the good news. Now, why have you fallen from that high place of grace? He goes, listen, all these amazing things that are happening in your life, are they by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? It says, he who works miracles among you, who does amazing things in your lives, he does it when you hear and believe. It didn't come from your goodness. It didn't come from your righteousness. It didn't come from your goodness. And I'll show you that in scripture in Galatians. Amen? Well, that's what this title came from. When you believe the right thing, guess what? Everything happens in your life. That's Joseph Prince's whole ministry. If you change how you believe, you change your life. Amen? So I want to show you what faith is because, man, Lord and I were talking about this. Is if you lined up 100 Word of Faith charismatic pastors and tell you what faith is, you're going to get such gumbled message. And then if you ask them to explain what logos and rhema is, you really get confused. And I go, that's the church body. No wonder stuff's not working in their lives. Amen? And so here's what he who works, who's going to do the work? See, it's not your work. He does the work. Amen? That's why it's called an inheritance. That's why it's called a sonship. The whole new covenant's about sonship. It's about inheritance, about receiving. Amen? And that's what Jesus was saying to Peter. Peter, unless you let me serve you, you won't partake of everything I got. Now, Peter got it later. If you go read his books, he goes, listen, we have all become partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. Because Peter finally got it. It's not about me trying to serve your Lord. It's me being humble enough to go, wow, I receive everything you've done for me, Lord. Now, what that'll do is it'll produce service. It's interesting, but you don't become any more holy by serving. You can't add to perfection. And Jesus has made you perfect. What it does out of a grateful heart, wow, Lord, I just want to serve because you're so awesome. I love what you do. So I'm not against service. I'm against having to a church program to force you to serve to guilt you into it. Does that make sense? So he who works miracles, it comes by what you hear and believe. Amen? So How many of you guys have heard this? Is you got to pray and fast and wait on the Lord until you get the rhema word of God. You're going to need to shave like 10 times before it comes. Because you can hear the wrong thing forever and never get the message of Christ. Faith simply is, hey, you got it now. Jesus is the fulfillment of all of it. And I'll show you those scriptures. Does that make sense? So here's what I really want you to get is, guys, you want miraculous things to happen in your life. You want your business to prosper. You want your life to prosper. You want your health to overflow. Is believe in Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of all of it. Amen? So what I'm trying to do is get your hopes up. I'm trying to do, you never have to worry about what Jesus is going to do. Because I grew up in, well, you just never know. You never know. But every message in the New Testament is, I want you to be sure. I want you to be confident. I want you to be yes and amen. I want you to know you're complete. You guys get it? If you never get out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're going to spin your wheels trying to get into the kingdom and demonstrate his goodness and everything else. You can't get it until you know you've got it. So Paul's whole message was, whoa, he revealed to me something that has been a mystery up until now, but now you're in him. He was the fulfillment of all that. See, the disciples didn't understand that. Even when he was saying, listen, I need to die, go to hell, and rise again, they said, we didn't understand any of this. Go read it. So they go, we got to do what he said to do in the Gospels. It's not written to you. Go. You know which parts you can identify in the Gospel? When the sinners, the tax collectors drew near. That's who you are. Then Jesus freely gave everything. To the Pharisees, to the religious leaders, to the pastors that are going, be better. You know, he goes, well, you're not done with yourself yet? Keep trying. To the humble, that, Lord, I don't deserve anything, but all I can say is thank you. I receive everything that the religious people deny. I'll take it. Times 10. Amen? Was he your sugar daddy? The best. The father, daddy. He's my Abba Father. Amen? He really is. Well, Christianity's not that good. No, that your Sunday school teacher's not that good. Christianity's that good. Amen? It really is that good. It should be fun. Hallelujah? So, when you hear more of that, thank you, Father. It just breeds a confidence in you that, hey, I know my life is this, and I know this is going on, but guess what? Oh, the grace I found. Hallelujah. I know he'll save me. Amen? I know I'm a disaster most of the time, but he's good. So thank you, Father. Does that make sense? That's the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Okay, so how many of you guys want to see a miracle? Is just things that are out of the ordinary. You got a new car? Paid for? Hallelujah. Is that a miracle? It's that good living you're doing. That's that good living, Bree. No, amen. Hallelujah. That's exciting, isn't it? Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? And you know what? All she's doing, guys, is she's just tapping into the goodness of God. Thank you, Father. I know I don't deserve anything, but you freely give. Hallelujah. And you know what? I know I'm not righteous in and of myself, but in Christ, I'm everything. Hallelujah. I'm an A-plus in God's eyes in Christ. Hey, parents, that just reminds me of something. All your kids are A-plus in God's eyes. Amen? Isn't that good news? So, all right, let's go through this. What is faith? What I wanted to cover with this is because here's what you're going to hear. In most messages growing up, this is what you're going to hear. You're going to hear a lot of talk about the kingdom. You're going to hear a lot of talk about the anointing. You're going to hear a lot of talk about spiritual warfare. You're going to hear a lot of talk about building your faith. And you know what there's no talk about in any of that? Jesus. And he's the whole thing. Jesus said that whole thing was written about me. Is that Yahweh saves. I don't come to condemn, I come to give you life freely, and I never change. Amen? That's the whole message. So what is faith? Jesus is the fulfillment of all those things. When I believe he's qualified me, that's faith. Amen? Now, do you need a pile of faith? Do you need to pray and fast to get more? No, Jesus, all these ministries that, he goes, man, if you just had the mustard seed that I've qualified you for all that, man, that's all you need. Hallelujah. So that's all faith is. And I'll show you through scripture. I just want you to see this. This is where people get mixed up, in my opinion. Faith is the opposite of the old covenant of the law. Okay? And if you understand this, when you start reading these things in scripture, I'm telling you, the Bible will make a lot more sense to you. Spirit is the opposite of flesh. And grace is the opposite of works. What the church forever has tried to do is, you need to be better, Bree. You know what that's going to produce? Works of the flesh. Man, I need to work harder in order to be more pleasing to God. But the Spirit is the message that you are in Christ. It's that message that you're holy, that you're set apart. You're one of his sons. You're in the kingdom. You don't need to demonstrate you're in the kingdom. You need to know you're in the kingdom, and the demonstrations will come freely. Does that make sense to you guys? So just like Les or anybody else, people, because I see people, man, I want a healing ministry. You have one because you're in Christ. Does that make sense? And every single person that came to Jesus, you'll see a lot more healings, guys, if you have a message of you're free. He loves you unconditionally. You're spotless and perfect in him. He did all of the work. He redeemed you. He never looks at you negative ever again. When we can get rid of a guilty conscience, his message flows freely. Amen? I've been talking to some good friends of mine just about different religions and all the mess you see in the Muslim world and different, and you see it in Christianity too. I was telling them, I said, listen, here's the problem. I said, any religion, including Christianity, when the message is you need to strive and work harder to be pleasing to God, it's clear the scripture says it's going to be works of the flesh. Murder, strife, adultery, all these things, all the things that the church body doesn't want to do are going to happen if the message is you're still dirty. You're still, you know that God loves the most wicked ISIS guy? And if he could get that message to him, that you mean he loves me? I don't need to do all these things to be pleasing to my God. Man, all of a sudden you'll have fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, happiness, self-control, all those things. Amen? That's how it comes, is get rid of that guilty conscience. Hallelujah. Does that make sense? And so it makes sense to these guys when they're like, wait a minute, God is not here to judge me? He loved me so much that he himself paid for my penalty and I'm free? He loves me unconditionally even though I did all these bad things? Yep. Mm-mm-mm. That's the kingdom. Hallelujah. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In the that you're a set apart person, the same spirit that motivated Jesus is what's supposed to motivate you. Because people don't understand what spirit is. They think it's falling down, they hear it's all these things. The spirit is the personality of the Father in Jesus. The same things that move their mind, will, and emotions. Does that make sense? And you know what moves him? Love. Because I'm slow to judge. That's not who I am. That's part of what needs to happen. I needed to judge sin, but I loved you so much that I never wanted to judge you. I did something totally radical. I sent my son as the last Adam to judge all the sin on him so that you never have to be judged. Hallelujah. Man, that's Christianity. Does that make sense? When you get that, man, you start living free. Wow. He loves me. He'll bless me. Well, you got to teach him the other side, Mike. That's what I hear. You got to teach him how to obey the law. Good luck. Go read why it was given. Did Abraham have it? Yet God said he was a friend of mine. Hallelujah. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Wouldn't you like to have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's lives? You know how you do it? Believe Jesus. That's what the same gospel was preached to Abraham is what it says. It's just fun. Amen. And what was the message was preached to him in the stars. He started, I'm going to send my son from the virgin. So there's no man's blood in him. And I'm going to end at Revelation with Leo the lion. But in between, I'm going to send my son. And there's a place for, I've redeemed every man. And the only sin you'll ever be judged for ever again is not accepting him. Well, that's our message of the world. We're ambassadors of Christ. The reconciliation is what it says. We are ambassadors of reconciliation. And if you go look at what is reconciliation? God loved you so much, he wiped your slate clean. Now live free. Hallelujah. We're running around telling people how bad they are. The church is supposed to be the healing place for people. Amen? We're supposed to tell them everything that's right with them in Christ. Hey, man, I know it's not going right, but guess what? Jesus will save you from that situation. Hey, you know what? He loves you. You think he missed that sin on the cross? I got good news for you. He covered that and then some. You're free. He loves you unconditionally. You're back in the kingdom. You're back as a son. You guys get it? Okay, so if you understand this, now you can understand Paul's writings better because they think being in the spirit is somehow, here's how they think. They think being in the flesh is not committing fleshly sins. Being in the spirit means I believe I'm righteous even though I committed a fleshly sin. Right? Anytime we judge our goodness based on our goodness, we're in the flesh and that'll produce death. The spirit is you're righteous because of Jesus' goodness. Now walk in that spirit is what he said. Live that way. Amen? You guys get it? And the scriptures will come alive to you. I guarantee you. If you realize faith is not something to obtain, we've made it something. Scripture says, you know what? I came to freely give all your stuff to you, and you faith preachers mixed it all up, and you made it hard to receive. Faith was your entrance to boldly come and receive grace and help at the throne of grace, not the throne of judgment. Amen? So faith was supposed to be your free access, and we made it this difficult thing to obtain. You guys get it? Because they get these scriptures out of whack. Well, be done to you according to your faith. And that's exactly true. If you believe Jesus has done everything, that's how you're going to receive from him. You guys get it? If your faith is only, he saved me the minute I confessed, now the rest is up to me, that's how you're going to live. So it is unto your faith, but it's not a level to obtain. It's something to believe. And my job is to get you to believe you're free, you're righteous, you're perfect in him. Amen? So you can get your hopes up. How's that? Despite you can get your hopes up. Because Jesus is identifying, you are identified in Christ. God's going to favor you, bless you, heal you as if you're Jesus himself. I know that sounds like blasphemy, but go read in Christ. It says, this is the mystery of Christ, to become one. And the marriage was supposed to identify that on, because I'm going to show you an earthly example where husband and wife come together and now they're one. But that's the mystery of Christ, where we're now one with him. Hallelujah. You guys get it? So if we're one with him, that's what the whole message of the New Testament is. You're a joint heir, you're a son. What's a joint heir? I got what Jesus got. Hallelujah. Amen. What do I need to do? No, that's works. You're either going to receive it by works, and the only one that can do the works perfectly is Jesus. You're going to receive it by believing the Spirit. The Spirit is what moves your mind, will, and emotions. Amen. You guys get it? So, my job is the best to keep you in faith, in the Spirit, and out of your own works. You guys get it? Okay. So, Hebrews 10:1, for the law, having a shadow of the good things to come and not the very image of the things. The old covenant, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, but I'm trying to drill this into you the last couple weeks, can never with those same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make those who approach perfect. They were types and shadows of something good to come. Now, those old testaments where they sacrificed the lamb could never make you perfect. You had to keep doing it every year, right? That's why the high priest could never sit down. But Jesus offered himself one time and sat down. What does that mean? The work's over. It's no longer your work. It's his work. You guys get it? The only work you need to do, Jesus, show us the works that we are to do. Your work is to believe the one who was sent. Hallelujah. That's our work. Woo! That's our labor. Labor to enter into his rest. I believe that his work did it for me. That's the labor. That's exciting, isn't it? That's exciting to me. But there is going to become a sacrifice that makes you perfect, that you won't have to do it year after year after year after year after year after year. You don't have to keep confession. You guys get it? Because one confession, Lord, I believe Jesus did it for me. Man, now you're born out of that Spirit. Hallelujah. Now stay in that Spirit. Okay? So Jesus said, then I said, behold, I have come, and the volume of the book is written at me. What was written at this time? The law, the Psalms, and the prophets, the Old Testament. That's the only thing that was written at this time. So the volume of that book is written about who? Jesus. He said, I didn't come to abolish that old thing. I came to fulfill it. But now Christ is the end of the law, the old one, for righteousness for everyone who believes. Hallelujah. Old thing's over. We can get types and shadows of that, but the new thing is sin's over in your life. You guys get it? You are in Christ forever, perfect forever. Hallelujah. Jesus goes, that old thing was written about me. Don't you try fulfill it. It was actually given to show you that you can't fulfill it. And yet the church is trying to tell people, be better. You know what it's going to do? Works the flesh and drive them away from church. They could freely receive everything he's got if we gave them the right message. Amen? So, in the volume of the book, it's written of me, to do your will, O God. Now. But there's a different time. So those old things is something that we're hoped for, these types and shadows. Now, the very next chapter, now faith is all of those things. We own it. It's the title deed of all those things that they didn't see back in the Old Testament. They were just hoping that it was true. You guys get this? But faith, now faith is. And I've seen faith preachers just confuse the living daylights out of people. Have you guys ever got confused in growing up in faith? I thought this Christian deal was easy till I got saved. The message saved me, and then the mixed message killed me right behind it. Hey, it sounds good, but now let me kill you with the law. Let me keep you weak and beggarly by you trying to get into the kingdom, trying to get the anointing, trying to Do all these things that every message is about except for Jesus. But now, what came? Jesus was the fulfillment of all of those old things. You now own it. If you're a joint heir, you see how this all fits together? Now, faith is the substance of all those things that they hoped for, even though they never got to see them. But now you get to see what everything, those Old Testament things were types and shadows of. So what is substance? Helps Word Study says it's a guaranteed agreement, a title deed, a legitimate claim entitling someone who is guaranteed under a particular agreement. You know how you have what your particular agreement is today? Every promise is yes and amen, because Christ is the fulfillment of those. I own it. I'm a joint heir. What is a joint heir? I have the same rights as Jesus because of this new covenant, this new agreement. That's what Hebrews says. The old one faded away, the new one's new. And I was sharing with a pastor friend of mine on the phone the other week. I said, you know what? If you go into 99% of the believers, 99% of the churches, go, what is the new covenant? You know what it's going to be? Crickets. They won't know. I would ask you, do you really know? Do you really know what it is? It's finished. What's finished? Everything. Jesus is my wisdom. He's my prosperity. He's my righteousness. He's everything. I get to live the life that I don't deserve. I get my inheritance. I get the work of another man. That's Jesus. Amen? Why? Because he came to new covenant with better blood that you're righteous forever. Now you freely can receive everything he's got. If you get condemnation out of your heart, guys, your life will start to explode. Get sin consciousness out of your life because sin is over. Reckon yourself dead to sin. Reckon means conclude. Come to the bottom line that sin's over in your life. It says, reckon yourself dead to sin and alive in Christ. Hallelujah. Read scripture. How you guys know Jesus preached differently before the cross than after the cross? That's where people get confused. The cross changed everything, guys. The death, burial, and resurrection, more importantly, created everything. He rose because we were completely justified. That's what we were talking about in the Bible study. Until every sin was completely paid for, until you were perfect in his eyes, Jesus couldn't rise. But the minute every sin was judged on Christ, he rose for our justification. Hallelujah. Now we're seated with him, alive in Christ. The sin program's over. The Rhema of God is this message that you now have the guarantee. There's a new covenant. There's a new contract that you're righteous forever. Amen? That's the new contract. All right, so let's keep going. I don't want to spend too much time there, but that's all faith is. Faith is a reality that all those amazing promises. Guys, go read some of those Old Testament covenants. They'll get you pumped. They really will. Like the miraculous, this is the God that spreads the water for us to go through. This is the God that makes water come out of a rock if you're thirsty. Amen? This is the God that, how many did he kill with the jawbone of an ass? Eight hundred men, 8,000 men, something like that. The jawbone of an ass. That means we have supernatural protection, guys. The believer has supernatural protection. Those were types and shadows. See, this stuff's not preached anymore. It's get your life straight. The miracles don't happen from the works of the law. They come from the hearing that I already have them. They come from the hearing of faith. And so that's when things start to happen. Man, I have that? Amen. I don't care what your physical situation looks like. That same spirit will touch your mortal body. You're already healed. Just relax. In Jesus' magnificent name. That's what starts to motivate you. It starts to move your mind, will, and emotions. Not your level of faith. It'll condemn you. Because it's not a level. It's a title deed. I have this. You guys get it? That's what I'm trying to show you. So, but if you don't ever hear that, you know what our mind does? We're still trying to earn it. We start condemning ourselves. Well, I'm not a good enough Christian. And you start, well, I don't do this, so I'm better than that Christian because he still does that. And Scripture says, if you've missed one, you've missed them all. That's why counseling's so easy to me. Well, I got this going on in my life. Me too. Pick a sin. Give me a sin. Any one of you, pick one. What, Robert? Oh, Diet Coke. That's not a sin. That's a joy. What are you talking about? Well, I get it. Any kind of food, right? Well, I don't do that. Hey, you know what Scripture says? Hey, everything's free to you. Everything's free to you. Amen? But you know what? If somebody is so weak and beggarly that they don't believe they can eat it, that's what Scripture says. then don't eat it in front of them. But you can. Amen? Isn't that true? So, come to the banquet table, eat. It's true. Just go. You're free. You're free. Well, if the Holy Spirit convicts you of that, he will not. That's you hearing something on Dr. Oz. It's not. I'm the healthiest dude you know because I know that I know. Amen? You eat that? Yeah. It's awesome. Try it someday. How do you stay so healthy? Because I believe. I believe I'm healthy. Well, it can't be that simple. Yeah, it is. Don't be beguiled. It's the simplicity of the gospel. Amen? You guys get it? Well, you know, that'll do this to you. No, my mom told me that, but Jesus said nothing will do that to me. Hallelujah. So, you guys get it? And that's real. I'm not joking around. That's real. That's real. How can it be that good? It's because they didn't make up all the diseases that you could qualify for yet. You didn't even know you could qualify for that. Now you believe you can. Right? Well, they diagnosed me with this. I didn't know I could have that, so I'm not diagnosed. Colossians 1:21. And you, and I'm being serious, guys, is what are you listening to? Are you listening to an earthly thing? Or are you listening to a spiritual thing that he's already made me this? That's the difference. If I do this, then this will happen. That's flesh, guys. The spirit is moved by what I believe. Okay? All right, Colossians 1. And you, who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Where were they alienated? In their mind. Were they alienated? They were alienated because they thought they were alienated, but they weren't. It was in their mind that because I'm wicked, I can't deserve God. In your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. He's wiped your slate clean, okay? And in the body of his flesh through his death to present you, his death has presented you holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. How does God see you? Holy, blameless, and above reproach. Why? Because you're a good Christian? No, it's his work. Hallelujah. When you get that, you will relax with people. Trust me. You won't be this religious negative nanny. You'll give people the good news freely. Man, I know. I used to struggle with that kind of nonsense in my mind. But now, well, guess what? You're free. You're righteous. You're holy. You're blameless in his sight. You guys get it? Okay. If indeed you continue in that faith. What's the faith? That I'm righteous, holy, blameless because of Jesus' work. I have the title deed to righteousness, holiness, and blamelessness. Continue in that message. That's faith. You guys get it? What if you massively mess up? First, I would say, welcome to the club. Secondly, I would say, stay in the faith. What is the faith? That you're righteous, holy, and blameless, even though you messed up in his sight. I know the world might go, hey, you're this. But our message as Christ, as believers, what's a believer? We're human believers. We're human beings. We're not human doings. The church has made us human doings. Well, be better. Do this. Don't do that. If you were really a Christian, you wouldn't do this. No, stay in the faith. Even if you just did that, stay in the faith. You're holy, blameless, and righteous in his sight. Amen? He's going to favor you, bless you, heal you as if you're perfect, as if you're Christ. Stay in that. That's faith. I have the title deed. I'm a joint heir because of his work, not mine. I'm just trying to show you how Scripture fits. You guys get it? Okay. If indeed you continue in the faith. Faith is the reality that I have that. I don't need to perform for it anymore like the old covenant. It's the title deed of a new contract. Grounded and steadfast, are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. Believe what you heard is what he's trying to show the Colossians. I think next Sunday I'm going to really go through Colossians because it's beautiful. So let's go through another scripture here. 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we walk in the flesh. Flesh is the opposite of what? The spirit. Flesh means I'm good enough based on my effort. Spirit means I'm perfect because of Jesus' effort. They're opposites. You guys get it? So here's what he's saying. Hey, I get it. We have flesh. We live in this thing called flesh. We're in this earthly suit right now. But that's not you. What's the real you? You're born again in Christ. Amen? You're now a joint heir with him. You're back in the family. Completely blameless, righteous, holy. You guys get it? That's walking in the spirit. Walking in the flesh is, I'm not good enough because I just sinned today. Okay? Or you know what walking in the flesh is also? Here, this will free a lot of you guys up. It means this isn't happening in my life because I don't have enough faith. That is flesh. I know it doesn't sound right, but that's flesh. Flesh means I need to do something to qualify. You guys get it? I want you to have hyper grace. I love it. Because Hooper, whoever said that, Hooper hyper, because everything's hyper to him. Exceeding abundance. Hallelujah. All right. We do not war according to the flesh. I'm going to show you what real spiritual warfare here is. It's not you battling the demon above your house. Why? Because you're seated with him far above all of that nonsense. Amen? See, all the spiritual warriors get their eyes off Jesus. You know what they put their eyes? Demons. And you know what manifests? Demons. Now, do they manifest in front of us sometimes? Yes, but not for long. So get off that child of God. Just stop that nonsense. They don't know who they are. Does that make sense? So, we do not war according to the flesh. Hey, you know what? It's not whether we're good enough, do enough, be enough, anything like that. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not in this physical world. They're mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, here's what I was taught. You got to pull down that stronghold of Jezebel. That's why your marriage is all messed up. Spirit of Jezebel, I curse you in this marriage. And the husband's going, see, she's got the Jezebel thing. You know, and the wife feels terrible. The husband's boasting and he's not Jezebel. How do I know that? Because we used to do all that nonsense. That's what we were taught. Amen? You know what now we do? We go, hey, here's the good news. You've been forgiven for everything. Now they start being motivated by that spirit, not this spiritual warfare nonsense, okay? So, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. How many of you guys want mighty in God? We got to pull down our strongholds. What's the stronghold? It's a wrong thinking. It's a wrong belief system. Amen? So, we got to pull down these strongholds, casting down arguments, not demons. It's an argument. What do you cast down? Wrong teaching. Nope, that's not me. You guys get it? We cast that thing down, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, what's the knowledge of God? Jesus. I'm righteous, holy, blameless, perfect, prosperous, healed in him because my identity is him. Okay? Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. What's the obedience of Christ? See, here's what I want you to get. That's why I love Chris Abeda's thing. He's going, man, I did this Bible study and I taught him that the old covenant is now not based on if I diligently obey, Deuteronomy 28. If you diligently hearken, if you read that closely, I need to get in this thing day and night, then I'll be prosperous. You can't sleep. Yet he goes, I came to give my beloved sleep. So you know which one I listen to? I'm going to sleep. Even Solomon said that, listen, staying up late, getting up early, it's vanity. It doesn't add to what Christ freely gave me. So we cast down all those arguments like that. We bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. Here's what Romans says. It says, by one man's obedience, we've been perfect forever. You guys get it? His one obedience, his perfect obedience, even to the cross. Though he counted himself worthy to be a son, he laid it all down and became obedient to a death. That's our obedience now. His obedience is your obedience. So now you can read Deuteronomy 28 and get rid of the ifs and the thens. And if you diligently hearken, that's old covenant. New covenant is every promise is yes. So now you can go read Deuteronomy 28. This is the spirit you're supposed to do it in. I didn't diligently hearken. I went to sleep last night and I ate a pork rind. Whatever. I'm just trying to get all the religious nonsense out of people. Does that make sense? My friend Kurt Atkins, he was going to this thing where they had to pray and fast to get more holy for 3 days. I said, bro, bring your bag of pork rinds. That'll just send the religious leaders through the roof. That's fun to me. That's just fun. What are you doing? Aren't you fasting to be more holy? No, man, I'm holy. I'm righteous. You want one? Get that spirit of, they start casting things out of you. So, you're the only one that's free. You're sitting there going, I'm enjoying this thing. What's wrong with these people? Nothing wrong with prayer and fasting, but it doesn't add to Christ. You guys get it? You can't add to perfection. You can't add to holiness. You got it. Now, if you want to pray and fast because you love it, you just want to spend more time with the right message, well, have at it. And I hear all this nonsense. I'm putting my flesh down. Which planet are you on? Flesh is the opposite of believing the right thing. You guys get it? Ask somebody to explain fasting to you sometime. That'll be a fun experiment. Paul talks about it, but you know why he talks about it? I put myself in this position because I want to reach more people. I fast because I don't have any food. That's the only time he really talks about it, after the cross. hey, listen, I get beat. I do all these things because I want to reach more people for Christ. I fast. Why? Because he wanted to go on a 21-day fast? No, he didn't have any food. He was in jail and they're not feeding him. And I do that for you because I love you. I want to get this message to you so much. So you guys get what I'm trying to say? You thinking you become more, putting down flesh more because you fast is flesh. The very thing you're trying to get rid of, you're adding to it. So you get bound by this thing that you have to do it. The Spirit is, I am all of that because of Jesus' work. You guys get it? Okay, so bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. What's the obedience of Christ? His perfection has now qualified me for perfection. Now I'm a joint heir because of his work. Inheritance, we covered this a couple Sundays ago. Your family did the work for you and you get to receive it. Who's your family? Jesus and the Father. He said, I work because my Father works. And now you get to receive the work that they accomplished. It's free. It's an inheritance. You're a joint heir. That's how the Bible's put together. All right, let's go through a couple more scriptures. Galatians 3, verse 5. Therefore, this is where the title came from. He who supplies you the Spirit. Spirit is opposite of what? You having to perform, your flesh, right? Believe versus work. Believe versus obey. The old covenant of obedience, new covenant, believe that I am obedient because of Jesus. Now, where does that battle happen when you know you're not obedient? Man, I messed up again today. Hey, stay in faith. What's faith? I'm righteous, perfect, and holy because of Jesus' obedience, not mine. Bring that thought into captivity. Hey, the reason you're struggling financially is because of the decisions you made. No, wait. Bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. He's going to restore me, raise me, save me because that's who he is. His name is salvation. Yahweh saves, right? I freely give it. You guys get it? Stay in the faith means bring every thought back to the obedience of Christ. Man, the gospel's so good. He did that for me. Bring that thought back to that. Here's a question everyone you have to ask yourself. Have you reckoned yourself dead to sin and alive to Christ? Reckon means I come to this conclusion that sin program's over in my life even though I'm sinning. Right? It says conclude, not stop and obey. It says conclude. You know what that'll do? It'll produce a life of obedience. Amen? Hey, parents, you got a rebellious, knuckle-headed child like I was? Give them unconditional love because the goodness of God will change them. Amen? Telling them to behave more will drive them away. The goodness of God leads you to repentance is what Scripture says. Amen? It says grace is a teacher that will ultimately teach them to deny ungodliness. I go, man, that was fun for a little bit, but his love for me is so much better. Could you go do this over here? Could you go do this nonsense? Yes. Do you desire to once you know his love for you? No, it goes away. It's a fruit of the Spirit versus trying to work to be pleasing to God. You guys get it? New covenant's all about what's driving my inner core? What do I believe? I believe I'm righteous, holy, perfect, prosperous. I believe he's going to save me from every... That's where they started out the service. Psalm 34, he goes, he saves me from all my troubles. All's all. Sounds too good to be true, isn't it? That's called Jesus, amen? Okay, so therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, come on, Galatians, is he doing it because you were good, the works of the law, or he does it by the hearing of faith? Scripture says faith comes through hearing, and hearing the message of Christ. Faith cannot come if you're trying to wait for the rhema word that you're bad and you need to be better until you can be blessed. It will not come. Faith is, I hear that I already have it. That's the message of God. Now I have it. Faith comes. You have it. You have the title deed of everything Jesus qualified you for. That's faith. So when you hear that, that's when the miracles happen. You mean he's not condemning me anymore? He'll heal me even though I'm doing this? When there's rest for your conscience, you get healed. It's free. It's exactly right. You just, things start to bubble out of your life that you don't expect. Lord, I thank you for supernatural things in my business, in my life, in my marriage, in my finances, in my thing, because you know what? Jesus qualified me for all of it. So I want more of it in Jesus' magnificent name. Amen? You guys get it? Okay. So here's the same scripture out of the NIV. So again, I ask, does God give you the Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law? Meaning, hey, did you receive everything that was happening in your life because you were good and you followed the Old Testament of the law? You weren't even under the law, is what he's telling the Galatians. Now these Jewish believers came in and said, you can't be saved just by what you believe. No way. You got to, this other, you need to behave better. They were trying to introduce the works of the law, And Paul pushes back hard. He goes, no, stay in faith, live in faith. You received everything for free, stay there. That's what he's telling the Galatians. So I ask, does God give you his spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe what you heard? That's the fight. That's the labor. Man, I know I don't deserve this. Yeah, but stay in faith. Faith is, I deserve it because Jesus deserved it. That's the battle. Does that make sense? It's not a level to obtain. It's something to freely receive. Faith comes. It came in Jesus Christ. Faith is the reality of all those promises are yes to you. Hallelujah. So if you got anything going on in your body, I got news for you. He's not withholding anything. How do you freely receive? Get the guilt and shame out of your life. You know what? You know what? Most of you guys, here's what you need to do. You need to get the wrong reports out of your life. You just do. Well, I've got this thing because I was diagnosed with this. Get that report out of your life. That's not who you are. You're in Christ. Amen? Well, the reason I have this is because my dad did this to me. Right? That's the wrong report, guys. You're born again. You're a joint heir of Christ. Well, the reason that this is happening, I don't want to get political, but all these situations going on in college campuses and stuff, I go, it is a mess because they're believing the wrong thing. Amen? Everybody's a joint heir. I don't care what color, race, religion, they just need to believe that. That he loves every one of those so much. It has nothing to do with external things. That's fleshly nonsense. Right? So, again, I ask, hey, do you believe? You're dead to it. You're completely guilt-free. You're supposed to live with a clear conscience. Amen? And then that same spirit that I'm clean, I'm holy, I'm righteous, I'm this, he heals me for nothing. I don't need to beg God to heal me. That's what most people call prayer. I prayed hard. How'd it go? They usually didn't see anything. Because prayer is simply, Father, I agree that I'm already healed in Jesus' magnificent name. With thanksgiving, that's what he said. Homologio means say the same thing that God says about you and thank him for it. I agree that I'm already healed. Now the healing can manifest in my life. Your hard prayer does nothing to add to what Jesus did. You guys get it? Prayer is, I require this because Jesus qualified me for it. Thank you, Father, that it's already happening in my life. Father, I thank you that he's already qualified me for prosperity. When you hear that, now those miracles start to work. Your hope starts to get up. It's as simple as that. So you can walk around going, man, I'm whole, I'm prosperous, I'm righteous, I'm holy. How can you be so confident? Because I'm in Christ. That promise is yes to me. Yeah, but you're mildly stupid over here. I know, but that promise is yes to me because that's flesh. Amen? I walk by the Spirit that things are going to happen to me that shouldn't. Because he did the work. You guys get it? What if it goes wrong? Then he restores it. Well, that can't be. Yeah, it is. Why? Why can't I be so sure? Because Paul said, I want you to be sure of that. Amen? I hope you're getting something out of this. All right, so let's finish this up. The hearing of faith simply means you have the title deed because Jesus qualified you for it. We have this same spirit of faith, therefore we speak. Father, this is what we have. Thank you. That's who I have. Faith means I have it because of no work of my own, no level of faith on my own, no perfection, prayer, and fasting because I put my flesh down. That's walking in the flesh, literally. The spirit means I have it for free as I'm eating my pork rinds. I'm just trying to be absurd because people get all bent out of shape. Does that make sense? Well, I went on a 3-day fast. Man, I went to Perry's and ate a massive steak and it was awesome. And then I went to bed. That unrighteous little. He's not nearly as righteous as me. Praise God. Because the more you boast, the more. Barb and I always go, man, something's going to blow up. We just look at, when people boast in their own stuff, I go, whoa, time for a blow up here. So, in fact, I was on the phone with these friends of mine the other day. I said, the only people who scare me are religious Christians. They scare the dickens out of me. Because then they go, well, I'm this, and you got to make sure I'm, what is all the thing they always say? Equally yoked and all this stuff. I go, come, get off your high horse. You scare the dickens out of me. You really do. Amen? Why? Because it's not about my obedience, it's about his obedience. And I know if it's based in their obedience, it's just a matter of time before works of the flesh pop up over here. You guys get it? Now, Am I perfect? Far from it. But I try to keep myself in faith, meaning that my perfection comes from Him. That way I'm not striving for it. Because I'll produce a work, I'll produce an Ishmael that I don't want. Amen? So, bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. What's the obedience of Christ? By one man's obedience, you've been perfected forever. So you're righteous, holy, blameless in His sight. You know what that really does for you? Now it qualifies you for the promised land. You can enjoy your inheritance. The houses you didn't build, wells you didn't dig. Enjoy it. He did the work. The Father and Jesus did the work. A lot of Christians are still trying to add to the work. No, believe the right thing and you'll naturally work. Trust me. Right? That's what James, that's where people get all confused. Well, faith without works is dead. And if you go look at those examples, first of all, read who James is written to. To the Jews. To the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Were you one of the 12 tribes? That's not written to you. It'd be like me sending the wrong text to Arnold. You're a hot little mom, Arnold. And all of a sudden I go, how many guys done that and you realize you just sent it? Wrong person. That'd be like... See, I send her little love notes like that. Does that make sense? So, if Arnold reads that and he goes, Pastor Mike thinks I'm a hot little mama. It's in there. It's his text. It's written in the Bible. A lot of things are written in there. Amen? That you don't do. Because they're not written to you. You got to know who it's written to. Does that make sense? Now, can we learn from all of it? Yes, it says all scripture is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction. All of it's profitable, but you got to watch out. Because none of you have cut your limb off because your hand caused you to sin yet. Or your eye caused you to sin out of lust. You've never plucked it out. That's in there. Well, how come you're not obedient? Be obedient. You know what that kind of teaching leads to? Like Jim Jones, that nonsense. Hey, the Bible says this. It says lots of things. Jesus came to set you free from all of it is what it says. That's the message of Christ. That's the obedience of Christ. Amen? You don't need to pray more for the anointing. You need to believe more you're already anointed. A man of God touching you is not going to anoint you because He freely gives it to everybody. Does that make sense? So, you know, people are like, well, I'm teaching this on the kingdom. I go, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess because they're going to talk about everything but Jesus. About signs and wonders, miracles, evidence, all this stuff. And all that was for, Jesus was going, all this is there to show you Jewish people that I'm the real thing. Amen? So do I love signs and wonders? Yes, I love it when people are healed and the stuff happens in their lives, etc. But all that is we do it because we believe the right thing that we heard. We don't have to work for it. Amen? You pray for people, they'll be healed if they believe that. That's why the non-believers are so easy to get healed. Really? He wants to heal me? Fire it up. Really? He'll do that for me? Yeah, man, He loves you that much. You pray for them, they're healed. The believer's been in church for 30 years trying to spiritually battle, casting down demons, and he can't get healed. Just believe you're righteous. Be healed. It's yours. It's yours. You guys get it? So by one man's obedience, you've been perfected forever to freely inherit the work of Christ. Why don't you stand to your feet? That's what faith is. When you hear the right thing and believe what Jesus has already done for you, it says, you know what? I work miracles in your life. Things start to happen in your life. Amen? Just try it this week, guys. You know what? It's so easy. I get it. Our labor is when we wake up in the morning. The first thing shouldn't be, I need to get into the Word more. I need to read my Bible study. I know this is blasphemy to some of you. You know what it should be? Renew your mind. Now, if the Bible study, if the devotion does that for you, that's good. But it should never become a law where I got to pray more, fast more, get into the Word more. Because a lot of you guys are getting the wrong message in you more. And it starts to manifest. Does that make sense? Faith comes through hearing, the hearing that I'm already perfect because of Christ's work. You renew your mind to that, Father, this is going to be an amazing day. All things are going to work out for my good today. Why can I say that? Because He did the work, and I can believe that. That's where joy starts to come. Amen? Lord, I know I've got these financial situations, but Your name is Yahweh Saves. You save me out of all my trouble. You know what? You start to breed that. Thank You, Father. You start to hear Him more clearly because you're not, your mind, will, and emotions is where the Holy Spirit flows out of, and you're not clogging it up with sin consciousness. You know what you need to do is saturate yourself with life. I'm prosperous. I'm whole. I'm healed. I'm perfect in Jesus' eyes. He loves me that much. Now it flows out of you. And the miracles happen by believing what you heard. Hallelujah. Prayer is just agreeing. Father, I thank you for supernatural things going on in my life. I just thank you for that. How can I be so confident? Because he'll do exceedingly abundantly beyond I think or require. Hallelujah. Amen. You guys get it? That's what I'm trying to show you. Faith is simply, I have the title deed. There's nothing to perform. The worst of the worst of the worst of you has the same title deed if you believe in Christ. Hallelujah. I didn't come to judge you. I came to save you. Amen? Now, all of you were born in the flesh. Being born in the Spirit just means now be born again into His amazing family. Believe that He's redeemed you, covered every sin for the rest of your life, even the ones you're going to do 10 years from now, even the ones that you're going to do in the parking lot because you don't believe what I just said and you argued with your spouse. You're still free from all of that. Amen? And He's still going to favor you and bless you according to your faith. What's according to your faith? Do you really reckon you're dead to the sin program? He's freed you from all of it. Conclude that that doesn't stop the favor of God. That doesn't stop the blessing of God in my life. He doesn't look at me any differently whether I'm a good Christian today or a bad Christian today. That program's over. The new contract is you're righteous forever. You're wholly blameless in His sight. Believe that He died for every one of your mistakes. He went to hell. But on the third day when you were completely forgiven, He rose and now He's put you there. He says, I'm going to exalt man again right next to me. He fell. Sin is just, we've all come short. We've all fallen from the glory is how He created us. The first Adam made everyone a sinner. We fell short. The last Adam is not of flesh. It's by believing. It's by a spiritual thing that we're born again. Amen? And you conclude that now I'm seated with Him at the right hand of the Father, righteous, holy, as if I've never sinned. Hallelujah. It's being born again. That's a believer. Amen? Do you believe that? You're completely righteous. You're born again. Not out of works or anything you have to do anymore. I believe, and now that Spirit will start to move you, motivate you. Amen? What does that mean today? You have everything Christ has in you. He'll tell you things that, He'll give you words of knowledge. He'll go, man, this person's struggling with this, just like Les was doing. He'll do that with every one of you. But it's not to condemn them. It's to show them how good God is. That's how He uses all of that. Amen? Every one of you have the healing power to go heal everyone. Why? Because you're in Christ. And He never changes. It's not hard, guys. It's just you pray for people. I require this for this person. Now, whether they receive it or not, it's hard for us to do sometimes because sometimes that guilt consciousness still holds them back. You guys get it? But once you realize that you're completely free, forgiven, just like Roy, you just hear the good news and, man, my carpal tunnel's gone. Hallelujah. Laura, you told me that about your back, right? Also, one day she goes, man, I'm whole. I'm healed. She goes, I forgot to even tell you because Barb was just going, hey, Laura, how's your back? She's like, one day it was gone. Guilt consciousness went away. Now that same Spirit that I'm free, I'm righteous, I'm holy, started to touch her mortal body. That's how it works for a believer. Amen? You guys get it? So what can you look up for today? Whatever you want. It's according to your faith. What do you believe Jesus qualified for you? I hope a lot. He'll redeem you from every mistake. He'll save you from every pit. He'll bless you beyond your wildest imaginations. Amen? Do you believe that? Do you believe He qualified you for it? Now stay in that faith. And the battle is going to be when I know I don't deserve this. You ever see people self-sabotage themselves? They got this thing and it says they can't see when good comes because they can't receive it because of their guilt consciousness. I'm looking for good, man. Lord, I don't deserve it, but let's go for it. Does that make sense to you guys? Because I want to receive good I don't deserve. Amen? Hallelujah. Right? Jabez, what happened to Jabez? Jabez goes, man, bless me, prosper me, enlarge me. And he was more honorable than the ones that go, you know what? I don't believe Jesus did. He didn't qualify me for that. My own righteousness qualified me for that. My good Christian living is what qualified me for that. God goes, that's dishonorable. Because you're denying what Jesus did for you. You're trampling on the blood of Christ. Jabez's honor was, Lord, I believe Jesus did. Lord, I believe you like me this much because I'm in Christ and you're going to do this for me. He goes, that's honor. Amen? You guys get it? Because he's exalting Christ. So let's just pray. What do you want? It's yes. It's amen. Amen. Father, we just love you. We praise you. We magnify you. Father, just replace any spirit of guilt, any consciousness, any sin consciousness that you're not worthy, that you've done something wrong, that they don't have enough faith. Remove that from every one of these people and replace it with your spirit, that by Christ's obedience, I'm an A+. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm blameless in his sight. I now qualify for things that I don't deserve. I just say thank you, Father. That promise is yes and amen to me. Father, I thank you for business exploits out of this group of people. Father, if they need a job, start getting this spirit that there's not jobs, the economy's this. Get that out of them. They now participate in your economy. You provide according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' magnificent name, Father, we thank you. If they need a position, if they need a job, you miraculously provide it. In Jesus' magnificent name, Father, get their hopes up. Get their spirits up. If they're cast down because of depression, we say there's lifting up. Jesus is going to do it for you. In divine speed, he'll do it this week in Jesus' magnificent name. Father, we thank you that get that spirit of they're this, they've been diagnosed with this, they can't receive their healing, they feel guilty. Get that out of them. They never have to feel guilty. Replace it with your love for them. He took stripes because it's a perfect love for you. When your love fails, his love fails. When your faith fails, he remains faithful. Just trust him. He'll heal you because he loves you that much. We just thank you for that. That's already done. In Jesus' magnificent name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. You're released in the name that Yahweh saves. That's the name you're in. Amen. Does that make sense to you guys? You're released in Jesus' magnificent name.